Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to CBS News Roundup ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Finding formula.
I'm invoking what they call the Defense Production Act.
Market mayhem.
The uncertainty is ruling the day.
Female vets in crisis.
The hardest part was seeking mental health treatment the first time.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. New action from Congress and the White House. CBS's Nicole Killian says it's all designed to ease a baby formula shortage that has many parents scrambling to track down supplies.
I know parents all across the country are worried about finding enough infant formula to feed their babies.
President Biden will invoke the Defense Production Act to ensure manufacturers have the necessary ingredients to make safe infant formula.
To direct needed resources to infant formula manufacturers before any other customer who may have ordered that good.
The president is also launching Operation Fly Formula to import more product from overseas to speed up delivery.
The bill is passed.
House lawmakers approved two bills. One would provide $28 million to the Food and Drug Administration to prevent future formula shortages. The other loosens restrictions for families in the Women, Infants, and Children Nutrition Program.
Futures markets point to a lower opening for stocks on Wall Street after the worst day in 2 years. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 1,165 points, and the S&P 500 lost 4% of its value. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger says retailers turned in poor earnings reports and recession fears are rising.
When you have a recession, you can have job losses and wages might stop going up. And there could be a period here where things slow down and wages are not rising enough to actually afford all the stuff that's getting more and more expensive.
President Biden meets with the leaders of Finland and Sweden today. They're looking to join NATO in response to Russia's invasion of Ukraine. CBS's Deborah Pata has more on Ukraine's effort to make war crimes cases against Russia stand up.
A mother's naked grief and a wife's anguished tears. In Malaya Rohan, this family has gathered to bury the man they love for a second time. Just 2 days earlier, war crimes prosecutors came to Ludmila Yurchenko's home to exhume her husband's body. They are building a case to bring the perpetrators to justice. Mikhail Yurchenko was killed when Russian troops deliberately aimed their tanks at his village.
Asia correspondent Elizabeth Palmer reports President Biden heads to the continent later today, and one concern on his agenda is North Korea.
Almost exactly 4 years ago, North Korea blew up its nuclear test tunnels at Punggye-ri.
The reality is that they didn't destroy the tunnels. They just destroyed the portal.
Analyst Joe Bermudez says new satellite pictures show North Korea has been digging a brand new entrance into an intact old test tunnel.
Apparently goes pretty far, and they could have a device in place as soon as the end of the month.
A device is a nuclear bomb, which, unlike the 2018 explosions, will be detonated deep underground.
A case of monkeypox has been reported in Massachusetts. It's a man who'd recently traveled to Canada. Officials are checking to see if it could be linked to small outbreaks in Europe. The man is hospitalized in good condition. Monkeypox is from the same family of viruses as smallpox. It's fatal in about 1 in 10 cases. Ford is recalling 39,000 expeditions and navigators after reports of 16 fires. And the company is telling owners of the 2021 models to park them outside until they can be fixed.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
There's a court appearance today for the white gunman accused of shooting and killing 10 black people at a supermarket in Buffalo. A half hour before the attack, he allegedly invited some people online to view his planning. CBS's Jerika Duncan has more on the community outpouring to help people who rely on that market.
Buffalo Bills quarterback Josh Allen's shirt said it all. Choose love.
It's a motto that I think maybe that we should start adopting as a country.
They joined city officials, community organizations, and volunteers to donate food and other necessities, providing emergency relief while Top Supermarket remains an active crime scene. For many, it is the only market for miles. Now free bus rides are being provided to take residents to another grocery store.
This wasn't just a supermarket.
This is the Sunday place when you don't want to cook dinner. We come here, we socialize, we run into each other.
A 911 dispatcher has been placed on leave and could lose her job for allegedly hanging up on a supermarket employee who was in hiding during the rampage. A Chinese language newspaper in Southern California says it got a 7-volume diary in the mail from the man who was accused of shooting up a church last weekend. In detailing hatred for Taiwan, the man called himself a destroying angel. Self-described pharma bro Martin Shkreli has been released from a Pennsylvania prison after serving much of a 7-year sentence. Shkreli lied to hedge fund operators and cheated drug company investors. He'll now spend the next few months at a halfway house. Women are the fastest-growing demographic in the U.S. military, and the VA says they're also more than twice as likely to suffer from mental health issues than men. Here's CBS's Vicky Barker.
Skydiving Shauna Burgos knows all about taking scary first steps.
The hardest part for me was seeking mental health treatment the first time.
She now counsels fellow women vets who, like her, developed PTSD. Many wait years to get help, like former POW Jessica Lynch.
It was probably a good 10 years before I even came out and said that I had PTSD.
Clinical director Tracy Neal Walden says women often focus on others' needs before their own.
That's why the symptoms may go untreated for many years.
The stakes are high. Women vets have nearly twice the rate of PTSD as men, and their suicide rates nearly double that of civilian women.
In a remote town in western Japan called Abu, $360,000 in COVID money targeted to help low-income people went by mistake to one man. He gambled it away, lost it all at casinos. There's now an apology and a lawsuit against him, and according to his lawyer, he vows to pay it back bit by bit.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Attention Netflix and other streaming services. The Oscars are going back to the way things once were.
And the Oscar goes to...
Because of the pandemic, the last 2 years, Oscar officials loosened their rules, allowing films that were never released in theaters to be eligible. That will no longer be the case. Once again, like before COVID-19, films will now be required to be released first in theaters and have at least a 7-day run in 6 major metropolitan areas, including New York and here in L.A. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
Alabama coach Nick Saban has called out Texas A&M, saying the school is buying players with name, image, and likeness deals. The Aggies signed the top recruiting class in the country earlier this year. The NCAA lifted most of its rules barring athletes from earning money from sponsorship and endorsement deals last July. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you, like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail, or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many more, Wondery means business.
Stephen Colbert here to tell you about the Late Show Pod Show, which is our podcast for the Late Show with my producer, Becca. Becca, how long have you been producing this podcast?
I've been producing this podcast for 2 years now.
And your favorite thing about it?
The extended moments, for sure.
Right, because sometimes I'll interview like a big star for 25 minutes, and we can only put like 14 minutes on air. Where can people get that?
On the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert, wherever you get your podcasts.
And who produces that?
I help out. It's a team effort.